Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, 302 shows this evening. This is wonderful. We keep going, and we're not going to stop. So I hope all you new listeners enjoy the show and keep spreading the word, because the animals, they have no voices, but we do, and we can help them out, and we can make their lives and better futures for them. So we can't give up hope and keep in that word victory. That's what we all strive for, the good news and the victory dances, happy dances. And once that happens, the animals really thank us because their lives turn better for, you know, their futures and everything. And they're happy. They just can't tell us, but we can tell. I just want to go over a couple things before we do get started. My name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Voices Care for Animals, number for all of them. And I wanted to make a special announcement. I was a guest the other night on Marty Oakley TS Radio Network. And I had the honor and privilege of her interviewing me on this Florida House Bill 6065, which I am the creator. Not the original creator, but the creator to amend changes for the punitive damages here in Florida, where I'll make it short and sweet, where my father, he was a victim of nursing home abuse and neglect back in 08, which had led to his death. Now, we don't want to blame the nurses, but when there's short staffing, it leads to abuse and neglect. So, you know, he had once he ran away back in February of 2008, and then was Baker acted to the hospital, and then they want to do further evaluation on the meds he was on. So they said a short term stay in a nursing home because he had dementia. So it was very hard on us and him, but it didn't start out first, but it escalated. And when the family demanded him out there, my father, wonderful father, may he rest in peace, George Dahmer, aka former pro wrestler Chief White Owl. He was the king of the tomahawk chop, and I do have a tribute page on Facebook for him, Chief White Owl, professional wrestling legend. But anyway, he it escalated. And the family demanded him out of there. The second nursing home found this horrific report: malnutrition, dehydration, lost 32 pounds in 8 weeks. Both rotary caps and the shoulders were turned where they dropped him. And to notify the family till 4 days later, He had the cupulus ulcers on the bottoms of his both feet, which, you know, was terrible. They put the wrong size shoes on him, a size 8, and he wears a 10. He was very overly medicated, and he had bed sores stage 4 down to the bone. And I seen him, and my mother did too. I thought we was both going to have nervous breakdowns because we know bed sores can lead to death, which it did. And so once the court was there, November of 2012, the nursing home was found guilty on all charges of wrongful death and falsifying records. Then there was the punitive damages here in Florida. And this is to everyone out there, all Florida residents. And so when the punitive damages came, the nursing home appealed it and lost 3 times. And so in June of 2015, my mother was mandated pay 50% of the punitive damages awarded by the jury to help improve the quality care in nursing homes, which is so injustice because the nursing home was found guilty. Okay. So I have a bill out there, House Bill 6065, with Representative Amber Mariano. Her and her staff has done tremendous work for this. It's the 4th time getting into legislation, has failed the last 3. There's more information on this on the PPJ Gazette online, Marty Oakley. There's a couple articles on there about it. So if you would please like to help out, it is in the Civil Justice and Property Subcommittees right now, and it's going to be moving. So if you please call your state representatives and senators and ask them to please support HB 6065. I need your help, animal advocates and elder advocates, because I also am an elder advocate. And please do your part, because it means for all of us. There's 2 Florida statutes since the 2001 signed by former Governor Jeb Bush. So this has been going on for a long time, and there's only been a couple, you know, people besides my mother who this happened to. So please do your part and help us out. And it was a great show. The show is archived, just like mine are. If you want to go back and listen to it, it's very informative, and it's, you know, it leads you right to you. And Carol Herman, the founder and president of Foundation Aiding the Elderly, she also called in, and it was a great show. We had my mother call in, Pat. And also a caller that her mother was being neglected in a nursing home, who I gave my support to and helped her through it to get her back home because she was getting neglected. It's a very informative show, a great show. And thanks to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network, who I started out with Voices Carry for Animals back in June of 2014. She is awesome, great team player, and also a great friend. But please go ahead, and you can find that on the PPJ Gazette online, and just scroll down the articles and you will find it, and just press listen live here and you can listen to it. But I'm going to go right ahead with this. All these shows are recorded live every Thursday, everyone, at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, unlimited listeners. So you can always go back and listen to any of these shows, and you can find them on the PPJ Gazette. Also in the search bar, just, you know, search Voices Carry for Animals. All the links will come up, and you just press one of them that you want to listen to. Wait for it to download, and it will play. You can share from the left side of the screen to other social media sites, and also on the PPJ Gazette on the bottom of the articles, you can also share to the social media sites out there. So it takes teamwork to see any victories, everyone, and strength in numbers, because the more of us band together, the stronger and louder we become and help for these animals or the elderly, the children. They have no voices. They're defenseless, helpless. Boy, you know, we have to help them or they don't stand a chance and their lives can get worse. So get them out of harm's way. But I want to bring my guest on, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. And if you come in late or you miss the show, you can always go back to it. And that's a good thing about this, because this is modern technology here. Listen by phone. And you can also use Skype to call in or the internet. Okay, so, but thank you all for tuning in. All you, you know, returning listeners, can't thank you enough for all your support and everybody that's helped promoting this show, because it means so much to me, and it's inspiring to keep me going. And but we're going to go, and I've had, you know, this animal wellness action guest on several of them. Marty Irby, Wayne Baselli, the president, Holly Gann, I mean, this, and Dry Shrub. This is great, and, you know, I'm always welcome back, Animal Wellness Action. And, you know, because they're serving a good press, and a big shout out to them for all of the staff, what you're doing. I mean, it's so inspiring, true inspiration to animals and humans out there. So never give up, Animal Wellness Action, because, you know, I'm going to keep having our guests on over, you know, again and again to get our word out, to help, you know, encourage all of you to take action, because we can talk all we want to on the air about what's going on. But if we don't take action, we are spinning our wheels. So please call your legislators. And, you know, area code 202-224-3121. And it's going to ask for your zip code. And, you know, just tell me you want to speak to your representative or your senator, okay? And, you know, tell them what the issue is. Try to be professional and polite. And after hours and weekends, just leave a voicemail, because that's where the action is taken. And that's where the politicians are, the big dogs, and they are the ones that are making the changes and the new laws, and, you know, or, you know, changing them, amending them. But I want to bring my guest on, where the topic will be Kangaroos or Not Shoes campaign. And if I think it was about 4 months ago, Wayne Baselli, he did a show also on this. And he's the president of Animal Wellness Action. He did a great interview, just like the rest of them. And I can't thank all of you enough for, you know, all your support, because, you know, like I said, strength in numbers. But I wanted to bring Jennifer Skiff on. She's the Director of International Programs for Animal Wellness Action and Center for a Humane Economy. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Jennifer. How are you this evening? Hello, you're live and on the air. Can you hear me?
First of all, yes, thank you.
Okay, go
Thanks
ahead.
For having me on. And first of all, it is 8:13 in the morning where I am in Australia. I'm in Perth, Australia. So it's not the evening. And this is a schedule I'm often living, because I work in, you know, all over the world. So often I'm in early morning meetings in the United States. But hey, listen, first, I'm sorry about your dad. I'm sorry about the suffering that he went through, and that you and your mom went through, and everyone who is in that situation. Horrible situation, but I love the fact that you know how to take action, and that's what you promote on your show. It's so important that everyone understands that they have a voice and they actually can create change. And so thank you for doing that. And,
oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah.
I don't give up there, Jennifer. I say, hey, you know, you never give up hope. Look at this, already been legislation 3 times and failed, and here's the 4th, and here I am. I get knocked down and I get right back up. You know, I don't give up, because I know I have to work harder to prove my point and not give up, and contact these subcommittee members and show them what happened, you know, because we can't bring my father back. We only wish we could. And, you know, this is for all of us. This is all of us in our futures, because we're all going to become the elderly if God's willing, you know. So we have to protect ourselves. We have to look out for each other and our rights and everything. So hopefully I'll keep you informed with it. You know, the show on Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network, went so well the other night. I was very inspired. And all the support that we get. So we cannot give up. And you know, you're so welcome. I'm looking, you know, I know this is going to be a great interview. And I always welcome Animal Wellness Action and Center for a Humane Economy on this show. There, thanks to all, like I said before, thanks for everything you're doing and the staff, because it's inspiring, you know. So, but go right ahead, and I'm going to start out, and I'm going to give you, you know, a couple questions here. But I'm going to let the audience know, audience, there's more than 2 million kangaroos are shot each year in Australia. It's the largest land-based commercial wildlife slaughter in the world. 10 times larger and far bloodier than the notorious sea slaughter in Canada. And Jennifer, thank you for calling in from Australia. I know I've had, you know, several guests out of the country calling in, you know, England, Paris, UK, and it's been awesome. So, and everybody's welcome to this show worldwide, you know. So if you don't know English, just get an interpreter and just come on and we'll get the word out there, you know, right? And I got several friends from Australia, Facebook friends from Australia, and I hope they're listening in. You know, I've never met them in person, but we're friends on Facebook, you know, keep in contact, and I hope to meet them one day, you know. So, but I want to go ahead and get started here. And I want to thank Marty Irby, the executive director of Animal Wellness Action, because remember you called in on that show and you did a great, you great caller too. And thank him very much. And looking forward to having him back on. And so,
well, as you know, Marty is, you know, our executive director at Animal Wellness Action, and Wayne is the founder of both of the organizations, and both of them are, you know, have been named top lobbyists in Washington at different times of their lives, and Marty's right up there, and they know about what you were talking about earlier, that to create change, you've got to work with legislators in Washington. And, you know, here in Australia, we work with legislators in Parliament. You know, we members of Parliament who are the ones who create laws, and essentially that's how the change is created for animals and for people. So I'm just plugging in for those guys because they're great. They're great to work with. They're visionaries. And I, as you said, I'm on a wonderful team of people.
Yes, you are. I mean, great reputation and everything. And all the, you know, I put the petition for the kangaroos on the PPJ Gazette. So if anybody wants to sign it, I already did sign it, Jennifer. And I'm, you know, pass it around, share it with your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers. Because it's up there in signatures, but we could always use a lot more. And also on the Animal Wellness Action, they have a link to take action to help a lot of animals out in need and just, you know, distress. So if you'll take some meaningful time and sign them, you know, you're more than welcome to, and share it, you know, share the link from the address bar from the top or from their site, you know, whatever you can do, because they help out all the, you know, farm animals, wildlife, companion animals, all of them, you know, and different issues. That's great, Jennifer. I love seeing that. And that reminds me, I got to share that petition, you know, that site too. But,
I think what you're talking about is I think what you're talking about is the Kangaroo Protection Act. So we're asking people, you know, to go ahead and let their legislators know that they want support on that. So that's what you do. You call Washington and you say, the kangaroo protection, you talk to your own legislator or leave a message and just say, I'd really like you to support that. And so the Kangaroo Protection Act itself would basically outlaw the importation of kangaroo parts into the United States. It's already it's already in effect in California. And our campaign is really, do you want me to go into this now?
Yes, please.
Tell you about
just
it?
Let the listeners. Yes, definitely, you know.
Well, it's you all... know, I'll tell you a story. You know, a year ago, I was in a very fortunate position. I live in both countries. I live in the United States and I live in Australia. And I was in the fortunate position to be in Australia during the horrific wildfires. And people from all over the U.S., I had charities, I had churches, I had school teachers, I had friends saying, where do we give our money to help these this wildlife? You know, billions, scientists were saying billions of animals were burning up in these fires. And as we all know.
Yes.
And so I was very, very fortunate to be in a position to help charities and help wildlife carers. And those are people who are volunteers, and they'll take animals that are orphaned or, in this case, burned, and they'll help them. And to raise a joey, okay, which is a baby kangaroo, it takes a year to raise a joey from a little guy or girl. And the baby formula cost over $1,000 during that time. It's a very, very expensive exercise. And I was so lucky because I was handing hundreds of thousands of dollars over to people and organizations who are really taking care of these animals. They're all heart. These people are all heart, the most wonderful people, just like the people here listen on this radio show. You know, people who are just compassionate, they have empathy, and they do it for nothing, you know, except for the greater good and the good that it makes them feel, the joy it makes them feel. Anyway, I was holding kangaroos and I was feeding kangaroos and loving these beautiful little souls. They're very, very sweet, and they're trusting, you know, they're very trusting. And at the same time, the Center for Humane Economy, our team there, was starting to do research into what we found out was, you know, a horrific commercial trade, really, where over 2 million kangaroos are shot every year in Australia, which is it's a commercial slaughter of wildlife, of terrestrial wildlife. It's the only place in the world that's done like this, en masse like this. And then we find out on top of it that, you know, in Australia, the regulations are that, you know, if you shoot a kangaroo for this and its joey is nearby or in its pouch, you got to take the joey out of its pouch and it seriously says and bash its head in or decapitate it. So this is it's as inhumane as you could possibly imagine. And then when you, well, just think of a puppy, okay, because that's what they're, just sweet little creatures. So can you imagine this? So we find out that 40% of the kangaroo hides from this commercial trade are being used for athletic shoes. And so our team decides we're going to have a campaign aimed at Nike and Adidas or Adidas Puma to say, hey, you guys aren't even using very much kangaroo skin, and the synthetic versions are so much better. Why don't you stop driving this trade? And so that's what this campaign is about, and it's working, and it's great, you know. And this is how you can create change, by going to corporations and say, this doesn't work for us. This doesn't work for our world right now. We're trying to all come together in a kinder, more sustainable world. Why this? Is it necessary? So that's what the campaign is about, and it's going great guns right now, and I'm pretty happy. I'm in Australia right now. I'm actually swimming next week in this huge open ocean race. with a team of four. We're called the Happy Kangaroos, and we're swimming about 20 kilometers in a place where we have great whites. Okay, we have a lot of great whites. It's great white breeding territory. We have tiger sharks, and you know we've had a lot of fatalities here in Western Australia, sadly, when it comes to great whites. And we're doing this now. Of course, I'm a shark lover, so and I'm all for keeping everybody on the planet, knowing where everybody belongs. But we are taking a little bit of risk in swimming this race.
I guess so.
To raise money, to raise money and awareness for this campaign. So I'm really excited about it, and training for months now for it, and I'm kind of excited to get it over with. Frankly, I knowing that I was coming on the radio with you, I thought when I woke up this morning, I thought, okay, go to the beach, you know, go to the beach, take a quick dip in to wake up, so that you're really awake for this radio interview. And I got down to the beach, and oh, the water is so rough. And I think, I was just thinking, God, I hope it's not like this next week. It's going to be very, very, very tough swim. So, yeah, that's what's going on here. You know, I'll add this like one side story because you know we've all had a rough time in the past 12, 16 months, all of us to a certain extent.
Yes.
No one's gotten away unscathed. But I, as you know, I'm also an author. I'm just starting to work on my next book. And it's really about the wonderful things that happened. And I, one of the most wonderful things that happened to me was SPCA International, which is another charity that I work with. I'm a diplomatic strategist with them. They asked me to give out some grants and to help facilitate, you know, who were the best organizations to get those grants. And they had to be for wildfire victims. And there's a wonderful woman named Sue Rose who lives, God, I think it was an eight-hour drive to her place up in what I would call the outback, very, very, very remote area. And she takes in all these orphaned Joeys. And I told her I might be able to get her a grant, and I went up to film, you know, just with my iPhone, really, her Joey. She had them all hanging on a rack, you know, because they don't have a pouch, but they are used, Joeys want to be in a pouch. So they make these hands, you know, those slings that some women who have babies, they make these slings. They put them over their shoulder,
yes,
and they stick the baby in the sling, right?
Yeah,
so,
definitely, yes.
Right? So that's what they do. They make these, like, slings, and the Joeys will get out and walk around, but then they put their head first. They know, go right up to their own little sling. They know which is. They put their head first, and then they do a somersault. And that's what they do when they're going into their mom's pouches. So they stick their head in, and then they somersault in. Their legs flip over, and they go in. Anyway, I go into this woman's living room, and there are like six Joeys. They've made this rack, and all these slings are hanging on this rack. And honestly, I took a video. It went viral. It was so amazing. And there, all these Joeys are just sitting there. They all have a little piece of, like, tree branch that's their favorite, and they're just sitting there eating that. And it was so adorable. Now, why am I telling you this story? Because I sat down with her, and I had told her that I – was going to be able to get her a grant. But I asked, you know, what she needed. And one of the things that she needed was she and her husband had bought this site, this huge acreage of land. I think, don't correct me if I'm wrong, but it was something like 100,000 acres. And that's for a release site for these Joeys when they're old enough to go. But it needed to be fenced. And she told me, and you know, I worked out how much money that would be and everything. Anyway, I sat down with her, and I said, I've got some good news. You know, I've got some good news for you. SPCA International is giving you this grant. And she just was looking at me. She's holding a Joey, and I'm holding a Joey. And I said, yeah, for $45,000, you're going to be able to build that fence. You're going to be able to, you know, have some water there for the animals. You're going to be able to do this. That woman broke down. It was honest. For me, it was like I got to walk around Australia and say, you've just won lotto. You've just won wildlife lotto. So it was such a great time, you know, and I wanted to share that story because I do some work with SPCA International as well. And we're partnered on the lobbying efforts with Animal Wellness Action and Center for with Animal Wellness Action for these type of things and on this act. So I wanted to give them a shout out as well. They're good people.
Yes, and you know what? Thank you for connecting me up with Meredith. She's coming on April the 8th, and I can send you a link, and we could surprise her, and you could call in. How's that? I will tell her that you're called in. Wouldn't that be great?
I'd be happy to.
Oh, thank you. SPCA International, everyone's coming on. At April the 8th, 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern time. But you'll see the promo coming out. And I'll definitely send you one. And thanks for the connection. And thank you for your book that you sent me, Rescuing Ladybugs. I haven't gotten to yet, but looking forward to it. You're amazing there, Jennifer. You're doing so much, a huge heart out there. But appreciate it so much. You know, so... You know, with these kangaroos, they're so adorable. I seen the one that I believe on the video, and everybody, if you want to check it out, it's on Animal Wellness Action at the top post. And it's talking about Jennifer, you know, the reason that she's going to do with this swimming with the great whites. Good luck there, Jennifer. I hope you're going to have some. This is a good one. I'll be
delighted. You know what I
like
to say?
Wow.
You know what I like to say, Debbie? I like to say, I know some people find me inspirational, but I don't want to be a one-armed inspiration, okay?
Right.
So let's just hope we get across and you know, I went to the safety film that I had to see the other day. And it's also, we're crossing a shipping lane. I mean, big ships. And it said the shipping lane's going to be open while we're swimming across. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, here's the other thing. Fear, okay? Fear is what keeps us back from doing just about everything in our lives. And there really is, when you face it, and you get through it, you're extremely empowered, you know. And we all have fears, no matter what. Throughout our lives, we're dealing with different things. But this race, it's scary. It's definitely scary. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say it. You know, it makes me a bit nervous. But when I know what I'm on the other side, you know. I would have created a lot of change just from the awareness, just from doing it. And so that's one of the things I like, really like people to know. I have, I'm going to segue into something else. I have something I created with my co-creator, the school teacher called Camille Lacotte, and it's called the Compassionate Action Curriculum. It's for fifth graders up through all the way through high school. We've got a couple different curriculums. And it teaches kids how to create change. It empowers them. It's about turning their compassion into action. You know, it's about taking a kid from goes home and watches TV and might listen to his parents and say, yeah, you can't do anything about that. Look at the politics in Washington. Look at this. Look at that. And it empowers them and teaches them how to turn that around and say, actually, Dad, we can do something about that. Here's what we can do. You know, it gives them the templates. And I'm really, really, really excited about this curriculum. So if you've got teachers out there, and I know that you do, and it doesn't have to be school teachers. It can be school camp teachers. It can be humane educators, anybody who wants a curriculum. I'm providing it free, and they can get it at jenniferskiff.com.
Yeah, that's when this happens next week, Jennifer, because what you said about fear, everybody has some kind of fear in them, right? And we all do, but we got to keep the faith and let the fear disappear. And what you're doing is amazing. You're going to be swimming along where those great whites are, and wish you the best and prayers to you. And I hope everything goes well. If you keep, please keep me informed, you know, how it goes and everything. I'm sure you're going to be putting it on your personal page and the animal wellness action pages and everything, because this is going to be amazing what you're doing. You know, I mean, it's
wow. We're going to do some live feeding. Thanks. We're going to do some live feeding. I mean, years ago, I will tell you that I've been training for about 8 years in the ocean. And you know what you're dealing with. You are in there with sharks, but you know, one of my biggest is jellyfish. You know, when you get stung by a lot of jellyfish, it really can knock you out. And then, you know, the currents, the undertows, whatever, the rips. I was training, God, how many years ago was it now? I would say it was 5 years ago. And I was going up the coast with a group of, I think it was 15 girls, and with our coach. And we swam about a mile up the coast. And she's tough. She's a tough cookie. And she was making us swim, out deep. I prefer to swim, like, over the reef if possible. But we swam up the coast, and then she held five of us back and said, you know, you guys are you're much faster, so the other 10 are going to go forward, and then you're going to hold back here, and then you're going to sprint. And to be honest, I'm a lot older than nearly everyone in these groups. And so the only reason I was faster is I had slippers on. And so there they go. You know, there goes the 10 swimmers. We're talking and everything, and we decide to head down the coast. And I must have taken, 10 strokes, and my goggles became unsealed. So I flipped over on my back, and I was adjusting my goggles. And when I did, the surf life-saving helicopter went over. Now, in Australia, that helicopter goes up and down the coast in the summer to sight sharks, okay? So if you see the helicopter, you feel, you know, and I did. I thought, oh, good, the helicopter's here, because they'll let you know if there's a, you know, a shark in the water to tell you to get out. So I turned, flip back around, and I swam about, 15 or 20 strokes, when all of a sudden I felt this, whirring over my head, whirling. And I knew instantly as that happened, I heard this, like the silent scream of a siren come out of the helicopter on top of me. And, you know, the water's all rough and shut. And I'm like, oh boy. I was just about to swear. I was, oh boy. Means that there is a massive shark with me, because they had just gone by and they had just obviously seen it and flipped back around. So I'm like, oh, God. Okay, so I put my one arm to the coast, and I swam like I've never swum. And the whole time I was like, okay, remember, I love you. I'm one of the people who's out in the world working for you. But if you get me, you're going to get my legs, because I'm going fast. So anyway, I got in with the other girls. We all got in at the same time, and one girl crawled up on the beach, and she was vomiting. It was so frightening, you know, that moment. But here's the reality. That shark was a great white. They reported to the lifeguards down the coast. There weren't any lifeguards where we were swimming. But down the coast, they reported that it was a great white, and it was with us. And when they spotted it, it was swimming right toward us, but it was right under us. And you know what? We're always swimming with sharks. And they don't say, you know, it's not. it's not their goal to attack you. You know, it's just the way life is. So I have to always remember that and put that in my head. Look, the way there's not a plan out there. If there was, there'd be 20 fatalities a day, you know.
It's not.
So we have to remember that that's their territory, and that they're on this planet for a reason. You know, they keep our oceans
yes.
alive and teeming. We're all in it together. So,
oh yeah.
But am I scared? Sure, I'm scared. I work against that. But I'll tell you what, when I get to the other side, and I am buoyed. Let me tell you something. I am buoyed. The fundraising effort is working. People are giving every day. They're giving from $7 to $25 to $1,000. And when I see these gifts come in, I know every one of those people, they believe we're all in this together. We're all in the compassion movement together. They believe in what I'm doing. They want it to succeed. They want us to create the change for kangaroos, and we're doing it. And so I seriously, when I get in that water, I'm thinking about every one of the names that is coming across my desk of people who are supporting me and our team.
Hey, it takes teamwork. And there's that video, audience, if you would visit the Animal Wellness Action at the top of the post, that is those baby kangaroos are so adorable, Jennifer. I mean, animals, their lives matter too. And they got to be treated with dignity and respect and live in freedom and comfort and love and care. Because they don't mean us any harm. Just like sharks, they have rights too. That's their territory, you know, the whales, everything out there. And that reminds me, Jennifer, I do want to have a show on sharks one time because, you know, taking these shark fins and everything for what? Let them live. Quit putting animals through torture and abuse and neglect. All their lives matter out there. And even alligators here, Jennifer, in Florida. You know, leave them alone. They have every right to be here. You know, don't go where, you know, going throwing things at them and aggravating them and you know, making purses out of them or belts or shoes. There's other issues here, too. And they deserve to, you know, we're all on this earth temporarily, including all the animals. And they deserve to live in peace and comfort and freedom. You know, there's a lot of issues. I've been on this radio saying early since 2014 of June. And I'll tell you, we got a lot of issues out there, everyone. There's too much abuse and neglect going on and not leaving these animals alone. Animal bullying, you know, profit before animals. And it's sickening, you know. So we got to make this world a better place for them. Go ahead, Jennifer.
And we're doing that, Debbie. You know, we're doing that. And it's a big team effort. I will tell you that 2020 was good for animals on a lot of different levels. Number one, I thought everyone had to be scientific and learn about the relationship when it comes to diseases and zoonotic diseases. Look, people, you treat animals poorly. You're abusing them. You're slaughtering them in the most horrific ways. This causes problems. Intense farming, agriculture, it causes problems. It causes disease. People get the disease. We are animals, too. It crosses species. It taught us about that. But more than anything, you know what? Here's one. Trophy hunters, they couldn't get to Africa. You know, they couldn't get to Africa last year to go off and kill all those beautiful, beautiful species. You know, there are so many good things that happen. You know, remember when COVID started and then we'd look out and we'd see there were a couple of articles where all the animals were starting to come out of their hiding places from man.
Yes,
and they were
walking
around the streets.
Yes.
And by the way, I want to add here, I don't want to be disrespectful about COVID. My mom died of COVID a few months ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I understand. Thank you. I understand it. But I do always say, okay, we have tough time. What are the good things? What has happened that is good? Let's look to the positive. Let's look to the good. And as we continue on, look at in China. China declassified in their agricultural list dogs. Okay, they took them off the agricultural list. You can't farm dogs anymore legally in China. You know, you can't send them to slaughterhouses legally in China. You know, you can't sell them supposedly to restaurants. You know, let me tell you how these things happen. You know, when you hear about Yulin and people around the world are more aggravated, and you've got to be kidding me, is this going on? We were seeing photographs and videos of things you cannot unsee. And people were angry, and when they were saying, this has got to stop, this has got to stop, this has got to stop. Well, you know, of course, COVID, I'm sure, played part of it too. But when China says, okay, we're going to take them off our agricultural list, and we're going to say at the same time, which they said was, this is not acceptable. Eating dogs is not acceptable in the rest of the world anymore, in the Western world. They made a statement that was similar to that. And so they were acknowledging all of the work, all of the petitions that your audience signed, you know, the work that we do in Washington to create the change. They were acknowledging you. So when I say, what I like to say to people is, yes, there are people on my team. We witness and look for you. You don't have to look at all of it. But when we ask you to sign a petition, when we ask you to call your legislator, something that takes seriously less than a minute of your time, okay, we're asking for a reason. And we believe that you can join on our team and our bandwagon to create the change. It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game for legislators and members of parliament, seriously. You know, it really boils down to that a lot of times. So we really need, instead of you sitting on Facebook, social media, watching TV, commit every day, okay? If everyone would commit, who is a listener of yours, every day to 10 minutes, 5 minutes of signing petitions, of picking up the phone, finding out the phone number of your legislator, your senators, and your House of Representatives, and call them when asked, like, we would like you to co-sponsor the Kangaroo Protection Act, okay? If everyone did that, boy, sweeping change we would see. Anyway, it's a positive time. It's a very positive government that's just come in when it comes to animal protection. We're seeing it already. So this is a good time, and I want everyone, if they don't do anything when they leave this show tonight, feel hopeful, faithful, believe in what we're doing. We're part of the biggest, fastest-growing movement in the world. It's creating change, and we're doing it together.
That's right. We are better together than apart. And Ray Bittner, strength in numbers. That's a former guest. He tells me that, and it's so true. I use that so much, Jennifer, to get the word out there. When, you know, I say, hey, call to action. Please sign this petition. Because I'm on all, you know, like Facebook and Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. So I can, and plus I'm an admin on a lot of pages and groups, you know, so, and there's a lot of people in there, so we cannot give up. Keep that teamwork up, everyone, because that's what it takes. Every business out there, every animal organization out there, it takes teamwork, you know, even with our state representatives and senators. You know, contact them. It doesn't take that long. It cannot get any easier to help make changes made than rather right in front of your computer, the phone, you know, the copier, the fax. You know, you can email them, call them, make appointment. You know, there's so many ways to help, you know, make this a better world to live in for the animals and humans. So do your part. Put a little love in your heart and do your part. And, you know, you see the results. I have seen Oh, and Jennifer, I can't take credit, but I am involved. But just by doing these shows and keeping up and, you know, keeping track of them, of the situations, the issues, I've seen so many victories come through for the animals. And, you know, I look and I say, you know what, this is proof right here that, you know, petitions work, or all of our actions. So we cannot say it doesn't, because, you know, I've heard people say, they don't care, or it's all about money. You know, every excuse in the world. But when you see the victories come through, that big V word, powerful word, you know that it works. You know, our goals have been met. And that is a huge happy dance, you know, victory dance. And that's what we're all striving for. So we cannot, everyone, we cannot give up. We got to be relentless. And if it fails one time, we got to go back at it again. Like I was saying at the beginning of the show on HB 605 or 6065 here in Florida, that I am a creator to, not the original creator, but to amend changes. And this is the fourth time, so I'm not giving up. I'm just working harder and just hitting an angle where, hey, what needs to be done here, you know, and asking for people's support more and doing what's necessary. Because all of us together, we can make a positive impact in this world, bring the negative into the positive. It can be done. And Jennifer's over there in Australia and doing her part. You know, and thank you for everything you're doing. I mean, it's amazing. Animal wellness action.
Will you guys send some of that vaccination? Will you send some of that vaccination over here? You know, the country of Italy confiscated some of our vaccinations that were heading this way last week, and we didn't have very many vaccinations. I don't know what I'm going to be able to get out of here. I have a date with an orangutan. I'm working on a project in Borneo right now, and I really want to get out of here and go. Plus, I want to come back to the U.S. But I'm kind of joking, but I'm not. I don't know what the Australian, you know, we haven't had really high rates of COVID here. They've been very, very diligent. But I'd like a vaccination now. Most of my friends in the U.S. have already gotten it.
You know who my vaccination is? It's God. That's my vaccination. I keep the faith, you know, big time. Yeah. I'm not worried about it. But I know I'm going to die one day, and then I don't know when, where, and how, but it's going to happen, whether it's COVID or getting killed in a car accident or cancer or heart attack. But we're all going to go off this earth. So, because I see people around this in the United States wear masks while they're driving, rolling down the street. It's like, come on, people, let's keep the faith here. You know, that's... Or wearing two masks.
Right, we better not get on the masking and the anti-masking right now. I'm just saying, I want that vaccination so I can go out and help some animals. Hey, listen, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, I'm going to see if there's any callers calling in. Anybody want to have any comments or questions for Jennifer Skiff? Because we're down to, this has been another great show, Jennifer. Thank you so much. We're down to 6 minutes. If anybody wants to have any questions or comments, 310-982-4270. Press 1, and I will let you in. Try to refrain from any voices or, you know, conversations, radios, TVs in the background, and you're more and welcome to come on board, because we are the voices for the animals, and we must be heard, everyone, because it's not a pretty picture out there. I mean, I look at it and I say, hey, the victories are coming through, but we're in the 21st century. This is happening. You know, the victories are coming in a lot, heading for the 22nd century. So I know I won't be here then, and that's a big plus, but somebody's going to take my place and get on this radio and stand up for them, you know, just like there's other advocates out there. But, they deserve the best, and there's so many... The people out there, you know, the abusers, there's no excuse for animal abuse and cruelty. And they suffer just like we do. You know, they have feelings just like we do, right, Jennifer? And they just communicate us in another language. So We have to
and
be the
voices. You know, it's funny. When you say another language, you know, I was in Beijing a year and a half ago talking to animal advocates there. And, you know, I know a lot of people, they make mass generalizations and they say, oh, those Asians, they treat dogs this or whatever. It's never like that. And it's always they're bad players, you know, in the world, no matter what. And I keep this picture of me with over 100 advocates standing together and who had come to listen to the speech that I gave. And I think, wow, you know, wow. It doesn't matter what language you speak. There are animal advocates, there are compassionate people. The majority of the world is compassionate. It's people who exploit animals and profit from them that we're fighting against. It's a minority, and we always have to remember that. And while we're waiting, I just want to make a plug. So, look, if you want to join our team, the email is website is animalwellnessaction.org or centerforahumaneeconomy.org. And if you want to grab my Compassionate Action free curriculum for schools or summer camps, we're in spring now in America, any type of humane education homeschool, that's at jenniferskiff.com.
Oh, this is great. And Jennifer, wishing you the best. Next week, I wish you the best, prayers for you. And I know that fear, you know, you said you love sharks. And everyone, please visit their website. See how you can help out. Sign these petitions. Pass them along. Press that share button, because the like button don't give no justice. So when you press that share, it goes out to your news feed. And, you know, you can get it out there farther. There's over 1.8 billion members on Facebook. So, and not all of them are on the same time and day. So I try to sit there and reshare certain ones and, you know, real critical, even on Twitter and Pinterest and LinkedIn. So I get my five tabs up there or four tabs up there, and I just sit there and let my fingers, they get good exercise, Jennifer. Moving so fast.
So. Yeah, you know, that's the truth. It's the truth, Debbie. You know, the reality is don't be embarrassed to share things that you feel strongly about. It's okay.
Right.
And that's the thing. We were all, when we were young, you know, when we were born, we were filled with compassion. And then we started getting conditioned from people around us. Oh, leave that dog on the chain. That's none of our business. And don't do this. Yes, it is our business. This is why we're here. We are here to help others. I mean, I'm a firm believer in that anyway. Everyone may not agree, but I believe we have purpose here. And part of that purpose is to do unto others. And that's every animal as well. Speak up. And if sharing something, you know what? Share it. If somebody says something you don't agree with, then block them. Block them. Delete them.
Right.
Exactly.
I
believe what they say. But,
I know. I've had to do that.
And you move it.
Yep. And take that action is the key to unlock the door to all changes to be made, everyone. And we got down to a minute and 30 seconds, Jennifer. I want to really thank you for coming on this evening. And I'm looking forward to having you on again and again, okay? Because that's Animal Wellness Access is always welcome to my show. And the staff, give them a big shout out to them. Next week, everyone, I'm going to have, I'm trying for Representative Emily Slosberg here in Florida, HB 177 on Dillon's dog chaining law. They had a speed bump. Curveball, National Rifle Association attempts to kill Florida's anti-dog chaining bill. So I'm going to be confirmed because they're into session, and I don't know if she's going to be running over, but we're going to try to get her in here, okay? So hope you listen next week. Last week, Jennifer Kennedy took her place because she ran over in session, but Jennifer is high with dog chaining, so 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific, everyone. And thank you all for tuning in. thank you, Jennifer, again. And I hope everyone has a nice and peaceful evening. And please take that action, everyone. Ball in hand, united we stand, against all animal cruelty, neglect, or frustration. Good night, everyone. May God bless. Good night. Bye-bye. Good night, Jennifer. Thanks,
good night, everyone.